Is this recording? All right.
Are you recording?
So my name is Luis Molina. I am 15 years old. Today is what is today? The 17th.
I don't know.
I think it's the 17th of August.
Yeah.
2021. Speaking with Alexander. Yeah.
Hi.
Who is my
best friend?
Yeah, best friend.
Best buddy.
We are recording this interview in Mesa, Arizona, I'm pretty sure. So I guess first question right here. So I guess say a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself.
Where were you born?
When exactly. And where was I born?
Yeah.
June 2017, 2006, and in here in Arizona, I think Mesa, or was it Phoenix?
Phoenix?
I think Mesa here, at a
Mesa,
hospital.
Mesa, Phoenix, and a hospital.
Phoenix, Mesa Hospital.
Exactly.
Something
which
like
hospital
that.
Were you born in?
Exactly which hospital? The one that they birth people in.
Well, is it like a?
It's I find the name. It's like Mesa Hospital.
It was like Mesa Hospital. You were born in
no,
Mesa.
I don't think it's called that though.
Mesa Birthing Hospital.
Banner Health. No.
Yeah, Banner Healthcare.
No. Something like that. Okay, next question.
All right, the next question.
All right.
How do you imagine?
How do
I forgot I chose
death?
This one. Yeah. How do you imagine your death?
All right.
In case you had a fatal disease or whatever.
Fighting tigers, right? And then I get shot into the cannon. Fireworks everywhere, I blow up.
So you,
but really?
So you die in like a circus act?
Entire circus act.
No.
Yeah. As epic as I'd want it to be, I'd rather just die of old age, but not like suffering, just kind of like...
Like old age?
Time for me to go. And then like Yoda.
Oh, like Yoda? You just disappear out of existence?
And then, yeah.
Teach your own Luke Skywalker.
Yep. Basically,
out of existence.
Yeah.
Whoa, we've been through like 3 minutes. Nice.
Next question.
All right. Let's
all right. It.
All right. In your life, I guess currently, as you're part of like maybe a quarter, maybe a third of the way through. I don't know. What are you proudest of? What is one
proudest
of your proudest accomplishments?
Life?
Yes.
My girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend.
Having,
whoa.
Being in love, yeah.
Because, yeah. Alright.
Alright.
So, what do you feel your future holds?
Future
as
holds
a current?
A wonderful acting career.
A wonderful acting career.
And, lots of fun stuff, man.
Yeah,
lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, the perks of
and
acting,
being
right?
Being with the love of my life.
Whoa.
And other acting stuff and stuff. But that's, yeah.
Whoa.
Dreams, man. Living, enjoying life. It's not about the money. Oh,
exactly.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Hopefully this is actually recording.
It's recording. It's fine. All right,
next. All right, here. Okay. Oh, sure. We already did that one. Alright, what are some important lessons in your life that you can recall?
That I can recall? Some important lessons?
Yeah, that you learn, like trial and error
or
whatever.
Don't be arrogant, alright?
Alright.
Every person has like a certain story.
Yeah.
And, like if you be arrogant about why they do something, or like...
Oh, printer coming through.
Just pause it.
Alright, there should be no more printer. That was
the
probably
printer.
Like a weird pause. Oh my god.
Let's follow it. Let's see.
Should we just follow
the
printer?
Let's see where we got it. This is the real interview.
This is being recorded in a narrow hallway at our school, so you can tell them.
Alright,
so I guess continuing with the question.
Oh, continue with the lessons?
Yeah, what
like,
are some of the most
arrogant,
important
right?
lessons, okay?
Because arrogant, you don't know all the stories of people, right? Like no.
Yeah, like
I'm
context?
Telling you my story. It's like you don't know everything about what's happened.
Yeah.
And that there's always more to life. You just have to like chase. Not
chase,
that chase it.
Chase
just
life.
Just let it find it. Not because, what was I saying? I'm feeling stupid today, so I usually have this down to like.
Well, like don't live too fast or.
Well, that
like
too.
That.
But like, stop thinking about so many negatives yeah. when you literally could be thinking about the positives. Like, people are like, oh man, there's some, here's some bad things in my life. And it's not just about being grateful, it's just about being like, it can always get better, because not just opportunities, but like,
no. But yeah. Like,
okay, and here's the big one. I think the point of life and happiness is that you don't always like have happiness. That's what makes it so rare. That's what makes it so valuable, yeah. I mean, is the rarity of happiness. Like, if everyone was happy like all the time, it wouldn't be that valuable, you know what I mean? That's what makes being happy and enjoying something so much better. Like, if you had like your favorite snack, say yeah. your favorite snack all the time every day, it would get boring, wouldn't it?
But it'd be my favorite,
like,
so
I know, but like you'd get kind of sick of it. Yeah. But when you do have it, it makes it that much more valuable.
So like, keep variety, I guess, in your life.
No, it's just that the point is not to always be happy, because that's what makes it so great when you are. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I guess that wraps that question up. Yeah, we did that one. All right, I guess, all right, for future generations. I forgot I chose this one. For future generations of your family listening to this, possibly years, like, think of like 10, 20, I don't know, whatever. You have any wisdom you want to pass on to the later generation?
Like, well, I just told a bunch of wisdom.
Any more wisdom? Yeah, you got any more wisdom left in you?
All right, listen, kiddos. Don't spend it all in one place.
We're just gonna like leave like a bunch of fives on your deathbed for all your your kids to take and pass down. Kids,
yeah, don't spend it all on money,
on like cheesy pencils or something.
Don't spend it all on. I'm not gonna say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And kids. Kids. Chase dreams, not bags, and not hoes.
Whoa.
Chase dreams. All right,
kids. Chase your dreams, kid.
You hear that? You heard it here first,
folks. Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. Chase your dreams. And we are...
And don't feed the dog too much.
Yeah. Here. Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets?
Sounds like a deathbed, like a priest.
Deathbed. Yeah, I'm going to be like, I regret that one time. I ate that extra cookie or something.
Yeah.
Or I didn't eat that extra cookie. Any regrets? Oh, I have this one regret, but it's like really... I'm not going to say that regret.
It's not that regrettable when you...
Well, no, it's that... It. The point of it is that it is that regrettable.
No.
I'd say... probably should have worked better and harder on my homework, and I am now, so it's not too late though.
You are now, you know.
There's regrets, but like it's fine now, you know.
Yeah, it gets better, right? Any regrets? All right, what's left?
What is?
All right. All right. So.
All right.
You regret, but now, what if you were to die?
If I was to die suddenly.
Yeah, this evening.
This evening.
You know, at exactly like 6:25 or something. What would you?
It's oddly specific.
All right, this is like the same question here. By that time, would you regret anything, like not doing anything by that time?
Well, I'd regret not living more. Then, you know what I mean. I'd regret dying. I'd be like.
Okay,
damn,
yeah.
I should have not died.
Yeah, I shouldn't have died should've, that way.
Yeah.
Well, I died suddenly.
Not telling enough people I love them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, be like, not hugging enough people. Like, hey, man, not spreading enough love.
Whoa, 9:30 has elapsed, and...
Is that all of them?
I think that is.
Oh, I thought... All right, well, yeah, you can't just end it. You have to say goodbye and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to be here.
All right,
nice interview, man.
This was a nice interview.
I feel like we both learned a lot.
Yeah, I feel
and
like
in
Larry,
case
Larry
I do
King.
Die suddenly, here's a hug. Yeah, woo. You're the most... Awkward host ever.
Oh, man. Oh.
What do you mean? All right. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Whoever, good night. Whoever listens to this at like 3 a.m. or something, browsing the
the teacher.
Browsing the archives on StoryCorps, or if you are our teacher and listening to the file yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.